This is the Sakar Merli of the 23rd of May, 2024. Essence, sweet children, you must never become an obstacle. If there are any defects in you, then remove them. This is the time to become true diamonds. Question. By a soul having which defect does his value decrease? Answer. The first defect that comes is impurity. When a soul is pure, his grade is very high, for the soul is an invaluable jewel. That soul is worth bowing down to. The slightest defect of impurity finishes the value of a soul. You now have to become ever pure diamonds like the Father. Baba has come to make you as pure as he is. The remembrance of the Father will only harass the pure children. They have unbroken love for the Father. They would never cause any sorrow for anyone. They will be very sweet. Om Shanti. Double Om Shanti can also be said. You children know, and Bapdada also knows, the meaning of Om Shanti. I, this soul, am an embodiment of peace, and I am truly a child of the Father, who is the ocean of peace, the ocean of happiness, and the ocean of purity. First of all, he is the ocean of purity. People experience difficulty in becoming pure. There are many grades in becoming pure. Each child can understand. These are the grades that are also increasing. We have not yet become perfect. Each one definitely has one type of defect or another in purity and yoga. By becoming body conscious, souls have become defective. Some have more defects, and some have fewer defects. Diamonds are also of many different varieties. They are examined with a magnifying glass. Just as you understand about the soul of the Father, so you also have to understand about the children, the souls. These are jewels. All jewels are worth bowing down to. Pearls, emeralds, and other gems are also all worthy of being bowed down to. This is why the word variety is used. It is number-wise, according to the efforts you make. You understand that the unlimited Father is the jewel merchant of the imperishable jewels of knowledge. He is only one. He would definitely be called the jewel merchant. He gives you those jewels of knowledge. His chariot too is that of a jeweler. He also knows the value of jewels. The jeweler has to examine a jewel very carefully with a magnifying glass to see how many defects it has, what type of jewel it is, and to what extent it is serviceable. One has a desire to look at jewels. If a jewel is good, people would look at it with a lot of love. This is very good. It should be kept in a gold box. Topaz, a semi-precious stone, etc., wouldn't be placed in a gold box. It is as though you too become unlimited jewels here. Each one of you knows in your heart what type of jewel you are. Do I have any defects in me? Just as you would look at jewellery very carefully, so each one has to be examined. You are living jewels. Therefore, each one of you has to examine yourself. to what extent have I become like a sapphire or an emerald? Just as with flowers, some are constant roses, some are just ordinary roses, and others are like some other flowers. So you too are all number-wise. Each one of you can know yourself very well. Each one of you has to examine yourself. What did I do throughout the day? How much did I remember Baba? Baba has said, while living at home with your families, you have to remember the father. Baba even told Narad, look at your face in the mirror. That is an example. All of you children have to examine yourselves very well. You have to check. To what extent do I have love for the Father through whom I become like a diamond? Does my attitude get pulled in any other direction? To what extent do I have a divine nature? People's natures trouble them a lot. Each one of you has received a third eye. You have to check yourself with that. To what extent do I stay in remembrance of the Father? To what extent does my remembrance reach the Father? In having remembrance of him, you should have goose pimples. However, the Father himself says, the obstacles of Maya are such that they don't allow you to be happy. You children know that you are all effort makers at present. The results will be announced at the end. Each of you has to check yourself. You can remove the flaws, etc. now. You have to become a completely pure diamond. If there is the slightest defect, you can understand that your value will be reduced. You are a jewel, are you not? The Father explains, children, you have to become ever pure, valuable diamonds. The Father explains to you in many different ways in order to inspire you to make effort. Today, at the time of yoga, Bapdada got off the gaddi and walked around the class, having a personal meeting of the eyes with each child. Why did Baba get up today? To see which children are serviceable. Because some are sitting in one place and others are sitting in another place. Baba got up and looked at each one individually. What virtues does this one have? How much love does this one have? All of you children are sitting here face to face, and so all of you are very much loved. However, it is definite that you would be loved number-wise according to your efforts. The Father knows what defects each one has. The one whose body the Father has entered also checks himself. Bap and Dada are both together. Therefore, as much happiness as the children give to others, to that extent they do not cause sorrow for anyone. Such children cannot remain hidden. Roses and jasmine cannot remain hidden. The Father now explains everything to you children and then says, constantly remember me alone. Then the alloy in you will be removed. At the time of remembrance, you also have to check everything you have done throughout the day. What defects do I have that I am unable to climb onto Baba's heart throne? Those who are in the heart are on the throne. The Father gets up and looks at you children. Which children are going to be seated on my throne? When the time comes close, you children will quickly know to what extent you will pass. Those who are going to fail know in advance that they will have fewer marks. You too can understand what marks you are going to receive. We are students. Whose students? God's. You know that you are studying with this Dada, so you should have so much happiness. Baba is giving us so much love. He is so sweet. He doesn't give you any difficulty. He simply says, remember this cycle. The study is not too much. Your aim and objective are just in front of you. That is what you have to become. You have the aim and objective of divine virtues. You imbibe divine virtues and become as pure as them. Only then are you threaded in the rosary. Unlimited Baba is teaching us. You have that happiness. Baba would surely make you as pure and knowledgeful as he is. Purity, peace and happiness are all included in that. No one has as yet become complete. You will become that at the end. You have to make effort for that. Everyone loves the Father. As soon as you say, Baba, your heart blooms. You receive such a huge inheritance from the Father. Your heart should not be attached to anyone other than the Father. Let remembrance of the Father harass you. You have to remember the Father with a lot of love. Baba, Baba, Baba. The son of a king would have the intoxication of the kingdom. There is no respect left for kings now. The British government also gave a lot of respect to them when it was their kingdom. Everyone except the viceroy used to salute them. Everyone else used to bow down to the kings. Look at what their condition has become now. You also know that they are not going to go there and claim a royal status. Baba has explained, I am the Lord of the poor. The poor instantly recognize the Father. They feel all of this belongs to that one. We will do everything according to his Srimat. Those people have an intoxication of their wealth. This is why they cannot do this. Therefore, the Father says, I am the Lord of the poor. However, you also have to uplift eminent people, because when they come, the poor will instantly also come. When they see such eminent people coming here, they would also come. However, poor people are very afraid. One day they too will come to you. That day will come. Then when you explain to them, they will be very happy. They will cling to you. You will have a special time fixed for them. You children have the desire in your hearts to uplift everyone. They too study and become senior officers. You are on a godly mission. You have to uplift everyone. It is remembered that God ate the berries of a native. One's conscience also says, donations are always given to the poor, not to the wealthy. As you make progress further, you will have to do all of this. You need the power of yoga in this, through which they can be attracted. The power of yoga is lacking, because there is body consciousness. Each one of you can ask your heart, how much do I remember the Father? Do I become trapped in anything? should I have such a stage that I am not attracted to anyone I see? Baba's order is, do not become body conscious. Consider everyone to be your brother. You souls know that you are brothers. You have to renounce all religions of bodies. If you remember anything else at the end, there will be punishment. You have to make your stage that strong and also do service. Internally, you have to understand that only when you create such a stage can you receive a status. The Father explains to you very well. A lot of service still has to be done. If you have power, they will be attracted. There is the rust of many births. You Brahmins should have these thoughts. All souls have to be purified. People don't know this. You know this. But it is also number-wise, according to your efforts. The Father continues to explain everything to you. You have to check yourselves. Just as Baba is in the unlimited, so you children also have to think about the unlimited. The Father has so much love for you souls. Why did he not have love previously? Because you were defective. Why would he love impure souls? The Father has now come to make everyone pure from impure. So you definitely have to become lovely. Baba is lovely. He attracts you children a great deal. Day by day, as you become pure, there will be greater attraction. Baba will attract you a lot. He will attract you so much that you won't even be able to stay here. Your stage will become like that, number-wise, according to your efforts. If you continue to look at the Father here, you will then understand. Okay, I am now going to go and meet Baba. You would never want to be separated from such a Baba. The Father is attracted by the children. It is a wonder of this child. She does very good service. Yes, there are some defects, but nevertheless she does very good service at a time of need, according to her stage. She doesn't seem like someone who would cause sorrow for anyone. Yes, if there is illness, etc., that is the suffering of your own karma. You can also understand that, while you are here, something or other will continue to happen. Although this is the chariot, the suffering of karma has to be endured until the end. It isn't that I would give him special blessings. He too has to make his own effort. Yes, he has given his chariot, and so I will give him a reward. Look how all the mothers in bondage come here. They free themselves tactfully and come here. They have so much love. No one else has as much love. Many have no love at all. No one else's love can be compared to the love of those in bondage. Do not think that their yoga is any less. They cry a lot in remembrance. Baba, O Baba, when will I meet you? Baba, the one who is making me into a master of the world, how can I meet you? There are many such women in bondage who continue to shed tears of love. They are not tears of sorrow. Those tears become pearls of love. So the yoga of those in bondage is not a small thing. They remain very desperate in remembrance. Oh, Baba, when will I meet you, Baba, the one who removes all sorrow? The Father says, for as long as you stay in remembrance and do service, you will receive power. Also, even if some are in bondage and unable to do service, they definitely receive a lot of yoga power through their remembrance. Everything is merged in remembrance. They remain desperate. Baba, when will I have a chance to meet you? They stay in remembrance so much. As you make further progress day by day, you will be pulled very strongly. Even while bathing and doing everything, you will stay in remembrance. The poor helpless ones continue to ask, when will the day come when these bondages end? Baba, my children are distressing me. What can I do? Can children be beaten? Will there be sin accumulated because of that? The Father says, the children of today are such, don't even ask. When someone is made to suffer by her husband, she feels, when will I be free from this bondage so that I can meet Baba? Baba, I have very severe bondages. What can I do? When will I become free from the bondage of my husband? She simply continues to say, Baba, Baba. Baba gets pulled. The poor mothers tolerate a lot. Baba gives patience to you children. Children, continue to remember the Father, and all of those bondages will end. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Check. Do I have any defects in me? To what extent does my remembrance reach the Father? Is my nature divine? Is my attitude wandering anywhere else? 2. Become so lovely that the Father is pulled by you. Give everyone happiness. Remember the Father with a lot of love. Blessing. May you become a combined form and experience receiving cooperation by constantly keeping the company of your companion. Keep yourself and the Father constantly combined in such a way that no one can separate you. Never consider yourself to be alone. Bap and Dada, the one who fulfills the responsibility of the company, is eternally your companion. When you say, Baba, Baba becomes present. I belong to Baba and Baba belongs to me. Baba gives cooperation in every form of service you do. You simply have to keep the spiritual intoxication of your combined form. Slogan. When you have a balance of service and self-progress, you will constantly continue to have success. Om Shanti.